Good Wednesday morning. This is Mark with another OSM Audivo. I am joined once again by
Josh Schneider.
That's right. And we're here kind of doing an Audivo, and we're excited because God wants us to be His. That's right. Our theme is Be Mine this week. It's a good Valentine's theme, but it's the heartbeat of God is just to know our hearts and have our hearts completely wrapped up in who He is. And something I think that is neglected in this world. I think our hearts are drawn to so many things, Josh.
Yeah.
And I think God just wants our hearts back. He wants us to forget about everything, including our phones, like you said yesterday.
Yep.
You really do hate those phones, huh?
I hate those phones.
But he wants our hearts back. And that's kind of where we need to be. Just hearts completely devoted to Him. And as I kind of think through my life, I think I've always had a heart that wanted to honor God, but there's been times where my heart has been further from Him than it should have been. There's a tendency that always kind of draws away just a little bit, you know,
yeah,
drifts.
Something always leads you from what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And but God wants our full devotion, full heart. And we talked about that yesterday when we talked about the first commandment that God gave in the Ten Commandments, that you should have no other gods before Him. Well, today I want to just talk about the greatest commandment. Jesus talks about the greatest commandment. It's a commandment that's actually from the Old Testament, but Jesus reiterates it in the New. He pretty much says it sums up all the commandments. And it's Mark chapter 12, verse 29. And I encourage you guys to get your Bibles out and start reading this, meditate, and try to figure out what it is that Jesus is trying to say in this. But go ahead and read it for us, Josh.
The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
Awesome. So there's two great commandments, Jesus said. Love God and love people, right? And I think that's part of our desire with OSM and what we're trying to do. But loving God, what does that mean? He says with all of your, what's the first one?
Your heart.
All of your.
Soul.
All of your.
Mind.
And all of your.
Strength.
Is there strength in there?
Yeah, there's strength.
Oh man, that's a whole lot of yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how do we love God with everything that we are? And when I think of a relationship, you know, you've seen those people, I call it, you know, like Bambi, Twitter-pated, when you're completely wrapped up in somebody. I mean, when you're really in love, like, you are all about that person. And that's pretty much what Jesus is saying, that we need to be about God. If our life is wrapped up in Him, if we really care about Him, all of a sudden everything changes. We start calling them on the phone.
Up the phone?
Yeah, on the phone. See, the phone could be a good thing. We can start calling Jesus on the phone.
In some circumstances, yes.
No, not really.
No?
Can you call Jesus on the phone?
No, you can't.
No, you can't. But yeah, just when you love somebody, your life, your time, your energy, your thoughts, everything kind of gets devoted to that person, huh? Mm-hmm. And that's what God wants from us. He wants our heart,
our soul,
our
mind,
and our strength. And that's a whole lot of us, but that's what God wants. He wants us to be completely His.
Completely devoted.
Completely. But there's a lot of things pulling at us. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
Like your
phone.
Your phone. No, man. The TV?
Yep. TV. Mm-hmm. Internet.
Movies?
Movies, yeah.
Friends?
Friends,
those,
yeah.
Those bad friends.
Bad friends. There's good friends, but there's bad ones. Yeah.
Even the good friends, though, sometimes they can drag you away from what you're trying to do, huh?
Yeah, that is true.
Absolutely. But God wants our hearts. He wants it all. He wants all that we are, and He wants them fully devoted to Him. And but what does that look like today? That's what our question to you is, what does it look like for your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength to be devoted to God and having nothing else standing in the way? So what's one thing we can do today to love God and to be completely His, to be His?
We can know about Him. Start opening up your Bible and just reading about Him and the things that He's done for us is the most important thing you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great start, because I think when we start to open ourselves to what God, who God is and what God does, He starts to draw our hearts. And it's like somebody, as you get to know people, your heart starts to open up towards them.
Yeah.
And that's what God wants from us. He just wants to be completely His. So I encourage you guys to get in the Word today. This is Mark and Josh. We're out.